News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good morning, I'm Steve Evans. On April 24th, Governor Cox issued an executive order declaring the state of emergency in certain counties due to drought conditions. And this was a surprise to me. Uinta County is one of the counties listed. We want to welcome Ryan Goodrich, District Manager with the Ashley Valley Water and Sewer District. Welcome to the KVEL studios, Ryan.
Thanks, Steve, for having me. Appreciate it.
You're encouraging people to be conscientious of how and when to use their water this year. I didn't realize we were at 47%. How did that happen?
It was kind of a shock to me, too. The snow water equivalent, on April 27th, just days after the executive order, I printed a map, and the northeastern Uintas are at 47% of that snow water equivalent. If we compare some of those things, our snowpack was really pretty good earlier this year. April 1st, the state of Utah published a report that kind of gave some water predictions. The water's forecast, the supply's forecast, the snowpack for our area was at 94%. Which,
so I'm thinking it was great, right?
Yeah, we felt good. It's like, we have snow, we're okay. If everyone noticed and remembered, though, the big difference was we didn't have really any snow on the foothills. And so as we start to warm up and those temperatures come, there's no low water that came off of the foothills and dried that ground up pretty quickly, which got us to this 47%. And I know we're talking, there's multiple things here, snow water equivalent, soil moisture, snowpack. But all of those numbers significantly dropped in just the last 3 weeks.
You know, one of the misconceptions we have here in the Uinta Basin especially is that we have unlimited water resources. Do we have unlimited water resources, Ryan Goodrich?
Unfortunately, no. I wish we did. And it feels that way because for most years, there are very few restrictions. I mean, you don't look at these big cuts. We have lots of mountain snowpack. We have reservoirs that are local. And all of those things play into how water is delivered. And it feels like we have unlimited resources. We really don't.
We don't. So conserve. We should start like right now. Worst case scenario, we're going to end up with a water restriction, right?
Yeah. And nobody wants to go there. And so it's one of those, if we're using water wisely now, then it's going to help that down the road mentality of maybe we do have to do restrictions. Now, thankfully, the culinary districts in the Valley, and I don't want to speak for all of them, but Ashley Valley hasn't put water restrictions on in for long term. I mean, mm-hmm. We've had short days here and there where we've had problems delivering water with a treatment plant, treatment process or something like that, water breaks, those kind of things. But by and large, the supply has been there. We don't want to do water restrictions, and so hopefully we don't have to. But it's going to take everybody's part to be wise now. Don't wait until, July when it's really hot and the water's
gone. Don't use up all the supply
right
now.
Don't use it all now.
Now, I went on your website. You have a link there to slowtheflow.org. And there's some really good advice there of how to water your lawn, for example, how to conserve water. I didn't realize that most homeowners overwater by 40 to 50%.
Yeah, it's shocking. And when I was in college, I took a bunch of classes about this very thing. And one of the shocking things I learned is that people tend to overwater with hoses. They just put a hose out there and they leave it on. Sprinkler systems you can program, you can have calibrated, you can do a lot of things to make sure that your sprinkler systems are efficient. We tend to overwater when we just run hoses out on the grass.
Yeah, you're having dinner, you go out and put the water on the lawn, and next thing you know, 45 minutes later, and you're still watering the same spot, right?
Yeah, and you go, oops, that was, and you move it and you do it again. So yeah, there are some great things you can do with sprinklers and controls and, online resources now with apps and education, and there's some great resources for us.
So on slowtheflow.org, you've got the watering guide, which is updated weekly during the irrigation season. For example, right now, the week of April 25th through May 1st, no irrigation is needed in either Uinta or Duchesne counties. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
So there's really no reason to have your sprinklers on.
Yeah, I know that now's the time. It feels warm outside. We look at the sun comes out, the grass gets a little crinkly and we go, oh, it's time to turn it on. But those watering guides have been studied thoroughly and they are very accurate.
Or you go, my neighbor has a greener lawn than me. I think I need to water it more, right?
Yep, I need to add some more to it. typically that's fertilizer that you need, not necessarily water.
Right. So weeds, weeds, I didn't realize how much water they siphon from healthy plants and shrubs. So make sure you get out there and do a little weeding. It's good therapy, I think.
Yeah, it's great therapy. And I'm nodding my head over here. You can't see that. But yes, weeds, shockingly, again, one of those things that you don't think about. Oh, that's just some weeds, but they do. They rob water from your grass.
So there's some good resources. What is your website on your resources on your website? What is that address?
So our website had to change this year. We hope you come to our new website, but it's ashleywatersewerut.gov. That was a state mandate. All government entities had to have a .gov. So that's what it is now. If you put in the old website, avwsid.com, it'll still forward you there. But come to our website. We're going to be all summer long. We're going to be putting up tips and hints and ideas to help conserve that water and use it wisely.
Not only are you helping the community, but you're also saving, money on your budget, right?
Yeah. As you use less water, that's less bill. And we hope that you use less, even though it impacts our budget, that is a good thing for us.
Now, what if you suspect a leak? What should you do? If your water bill, all of a sudden you see a spike in it, what should you do?
Please call us. We have resources and we have ability to go out and check. If some of the newer meters that we have will actually do a 24-hour leak notice for us that will tell us, have you had water running constantly for 24 hours? If you don't have one of the newer ones, we will happily send someone out. They no charge for this. They come out, they'll check it, work with you, the homeowner, to determine do you have a leak? And sometimes it's a toilet. You never notice it. It just runs in the background and you use thousands and thousands of gallons in a month on a toilet.
Ryan Goodrich, thank you for coming in. Ryan Goodrich is the executive director of Ashley Valley Water and Sewer District. So we appreciate you coming in, Ryan, and sharing with us some things. And I hope we see you throughout the summer.
That's the plan. I'd like to be here and just give updates. And
let's do it.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Ryan Goodrich. This is Steve Evans on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.